This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and that's all I got.
I'm Brandy Posey, and imagine putting your name on the vow when the jinx already exists.
Ooh, shots
How
fired.
Embarrassing for you.
I'm Tess Barker, and how can you not trust scientists? They're the people who figured out how to put pot in gummy bears.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lady, the podcast
the show,
being recorded
the occasional
on
musical.
Monday.
It's Monday, November 2nd, 2020.
Monday, ba-da.
What we're saying is this show does come out the day after the 2020 presidential election, and we are recording it the day before. So,
yeah,
this is a grab bag of fun for you.
Should we do some quick predictions, just real quick, what you think happened to what is yesterday for our listeners and tomorrow for us?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay.
2 to 3 sentences. Nothing in depth. We don't want to be too.
He slips in a diaper of his own shit and he fucking dies.
Okay.
Did I say who? No.
Someone.
Could be
I like
so
that.
Many people.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think a hopeful, discerning victory and swift defeat. That's what I hope.
That's good. I'm going to say one streaker makes their way onto the news.
Ooh, that sounds great. I hope so. Frankly, that would be nice. I'd be really into that.
If that's the biggest news to come, that would be very happy.
Truly.
Yeah.
Streakers, now's your time. You haven't really had your time since like the mid-90s. I think your time to rise is now.
Especially if you're a woman. We don't want to see the men rise in public without our permission.
Yeah, not enough lady streakers historically.
No.
Exactly. We're ready for you.
Have you guys ever streaked?
No.
Is that true? Think so, but I don't know. I can't remember. I guess I would remember, huh? The thrill.
Yeah, the closest thing I can think of is losing a truth or dare in eighth grade, and I got dared to run outside down my friend's cul-de-sac naked. That's the closest.
I think if it's going to happen, it's got to be in a cul-de-sac, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because that way you know exactly how far you're going and coming back. There's no like, oh, to that stop sign. It's a clear round the circle. Exactly.
Absolutely. Nudity is for cul-de-sacs. I think we can all agree.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we wanted to do something a little bit different with this episode. So we asked you guys to call us, and you did. So thank you.
Love that.
Yeah, we got some fun. You're our guest this week, listeners.
Yeah, you are the fourth lady this week. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. So yeah, we're just going to play your voicemails and talk about them and go from there. And we just wanted to take the opportunity to say thank you guys all so much for supporting us for all these years. And yeah, we wanted to kind of, you know, try and do like a positive episode since we don't know what the fuck's going to be happening. So
yeah, if like the revolution happens and you guys are listening to this while you're digging a foxhole in front of your house, let us know.
We appreciate it. Let us know. Yeah. Honestly, if they're calling us before.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah. There will be a record of our previous life, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go for it. Let's listen to some of our international callers.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Hello. I'm Sarah. I'm calling from New Zealand. I just thought maybe throw a bit of flair into I'm sure you have a lot of international listeners. Just wanted to say I discovered you guys basically during our first quarantine back in March, April here. We've been in and out of quarantine since, but things are pretty good here now. And I don't know what I would have done without your podcast. It's just been so amazing. I went through a breakup after almost 9 years with my partner, and you guys have been a huge help in getting through that. You guys, plus apparently I'm really into Elvis now and Coquito, which is a new kind of thing in New Zealand. It's been kind of my the way I'm getting through everything. And I don't really have any funny stories. Just wanted to say thank you, and you guys are the best. And you have at least one listener down here, and I hope you guys are doing great. Thank you. Bye.
Aw, Sarah, aww. She's so sweet.
Oh, my God.
So
nice.
It's amazing to hear from somebody in New Zealand who handled it, I think, better than everybody else. So yes. Congratulations on living in the best place. It's funny because, so this is a Google voicemail, and we get, the written out version, and they don't have a New Zealand translator. So when you said partner, it spells it with a capital PATNA.
Patna.
And at the end it says, you have at least one dead listener down here.
Hope we have at least one dead listener. There better be some ghosts into this.
Oh gosh.
Oh yeah.
I hope everyone that listens to us lives forever.
Absolutely. I think so.
Man. No, I'm thinking it's somebody who discovered us after.
Oh, okay. So. I see.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it sounds like you're having a great quarantine. You're listening to us. You're getting into Elvis and eating cookie dough. Congratulations.
Wait, so she said that's a new thing in New Zealand, which I found to be interesting.
Cookie dough is new? What, do they just bake all their cookies?
I mean, it's very American, I think, because it's bad for you and could kill it could kill you a few different ways, which makes it very American. So I could see how it would be a while before a cookie dough.
What are the different
the
ways it can kill you besides just eating raw eggs?
Well, yeah, there's the salmonella, and then just the sugar and cholesterol.
Oh, I see.
The long haul. Yeah.
Con.
Yeah. It's a short
cookie
dough
is a long
game
and a
long
short
game.
Con. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking how funny it is that air fryers have really come into vogue during quarantine. Yeah. That's how American we are, is we were like, I need my fried foods.
I need it.
I will fry something.
Don't worry.
Important point about air fryers. I actually just watched a very long YouTube video about the difference between that and convection ovens, and there is no difference.
What?
Because apparently an air fryer is not actually a fryer. It is a convection oven. That's the thing that makes it crispy. But they just call it an air fryer because convection ovens already exist.
So it's basically calling an oven a hot air box.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Well, because I got a free air fryer from a friend that's moving away. Because I was like, yeah. He was like, I'm getting rid of this. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll take it. I'll fuck with this. And then I looked up stuff about it, and it was this guy that was like, they're complete bullshit. Don't buy the hype. I was like, all right, air fryers.
What is a convection oven?
It's a setting on it's just like a setting on your toaster oven. Most of them that have it that just kind of crisps things up a little bit.
See, but I don't have a toaster oven.
If you get the toaster oven, you can do other stuff with it too. You can toast, you can broil, you can do everything else. Plus, you can do the air frying part of it. So, anyway, I'm not like
well,
here
I'm
to, like,
sold.
Not here to rain on the air fryer parade, but
the
I did watch.
The question is, do they have air fryers in New Zealand yet? Have they
That's
gotten?
Awesome. Yeah,
I'm gonna say probably not. I think they seem happy enough. I mean, I've been like. I know
but air fryers are healthy, right? I mean, they're actually good for you.
They're healthy.
It's just, like you said, it's just like an oven or something. It's just crisping it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you bake fries, but it's a little bit crispier than that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. I always think that everyone in New Zealand is a hobbit, and I know that's not true, and I'm so sorry that's just where my brain goes, but I was really obsessed with the Lord of the Rings special effects special features in the DVD because it was the four hobbits snowboarding and doing all the stuff in New Zealand on their off time, and their friendship was so pure and beautiful.
That sounds like a much
really
better
a
movie.
Bond.
Yeah. It was
much more exciting. There, yes. I think the Lord of the Rings, I would have been able to get through more than half of one if there was one extreme sport. something besides just... Hobbits on a Hike. I hate that movie so much.
They're very boring. Very boring. I also like Brandy's first, where you said you meant to say special, like behind the scenes, but you said special effects. So I was like, wait, what? Like Brandy's really into the special.
I know. You know, I was like,
when the ring falls, she loves that scene.
Dude, Andy Serkis was Gollum. Mm-hmm. It's crazy when you see how they put it on his little suit. That guy. He's got the best career, I think, because nobody really knows what he looks like, but he just gets to, like, win awards as different, like, creatures
that
and stuff like that.
That is pretty sweet, actually, yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Andy Serkis.
Oh, I love
He's the one who does all those, like, he's Darth Maul. And, wait, is he Darth Maul, isn't he?
I'm going to look him up real quick.
I think, he's, like, does all those characters.
Oh, how fun. Someone should write a documentary about this guy. He's, like, mascot for all the movies.
Basically.
He plays all he's really good at all the motion capture stuff. Like, I think he was he's in like the Planet of the Apes movies. He kind of does a lot of like that stuff. I think he's the King Kong in the light leaves King Kong.
He's the guy. He's the go-to
guy. He's the guy. Let me ask you guys this. Is there a girl?
Not at the same level as him. Let me see. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there is.
We probably just don't know her. Yeah, which is a problem.
Patriarchy.
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to know the female, the special effects glass ceiling that needs to get broken, everybody. If you know the female Andy Serkis, or if you're looking for a female Andy Serkis, there's three of us. I could put on a motion capture suit.
I would not be good at this. I can already tell you. I give. All right, let's play our next one.
Hello, Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Tess. This is Rob Scheimer. I just wanted to say hello. I'm a merchandiser. I have to go to the stores and set up displays. I quit my job as a food delivery guy because my boss was a Trump supporter and I hated driving places and dealing with people. So, okay, bye-bye.
Perfect message.
Perfect story. We have a beginning, middle, and an end. You know?
Exactly.
First of all, Rob, great work quitting because your boss was a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very succinct. I mean, you quit your job for all the right reasons, I will say. Mm-hmm. Your boss was a Trump supporter, you hated driving places, and you hated dealing with people, and that's...
Seems like pretty much every facet.
Yeah, that's a very clean, clear-cut reason to quit. Yeah. All three.
Yeah, for listeners, that is a reason... These are three beautiful reasons to quit your job and find something better.
That is good reasons to dump him.
By the way,
your boss.
There should be an option on the unemployment quiz that you have to take that's like, I was laid off, COVID, and then one should just be like, my boss was a Trump supporter. Like, that should be...
Exactly. Just like, I can't deal with this bullshit another second.
I hope when he quit that he gave them this list.
Yeah, exactly. Man, I think like setting up displays would be such a fun job. Like the big mirror, like the big open windows and stuff like that. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, that always, that looks fun to be the... What movie is that or whatever where they have to be a window person and then it's like, oh, it gets Mannequin.
Mannequin. I was going to say, is it literally Mannequin?
Classic movie. Rob, that's what you should do. Go find a mannequin who comes to life, Kim Cattrall, and then you can be a merchandiser. Then she goes to sleep, so you don't really have to deal with people that much because she just goes to sleep. You know, she's just a mannequin.
Did you guys ever watch that... kids show Today's Special when you were a kid?
It's like yes.
Yeah, that has like a mannequins that come to life, right?
Today's Special, come join in the fun. I was just thinking about that show like 2 days ago, so that's really creepy.
Yeah, we didn't have cable, but I had like some friends that had cable, and I remember watching that show at their house, and that was a really big treat.
Yeah.
It was before you could like freeze frame stuff, right? Like the actors had to just like stand really still.
Yeah, oh man.
There was a lot of like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if everyone just stood still for a minute?
They were really into that
TV.
Yeah. Even Saved by the Bell did that.
Extras blinking and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Zach could pause time.
Chime out.
There were some weird like fantasy elements of Saved by the Bell that
like slowly fizzled out. Yeah. They weren't really sure what they were doing there until Bayside got into its third or fourth year.
Yeah. Are they bringing, I know they're bringing the show back to Peacock or something. So I wonder if they're bringing the time stopping element.
Oh my God.
You know what we really need is like a mashup of Quantum Leap and Saved by the Bell. Where Scott Bakula leaps back to get Zach and Kelly to have a better prom.
I feel like this probably did happen in some crossover that no one ever got erased from history.
At the very least, it's fan fiction that exists for sure. Yeah.
But thank you for calling, Rob. Yeah, great voice. I think he said he's done like voiceover stuff before.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, you got a good voice for it, Rob. It's nice to put a voice.
So get out there. And hopefully you don't have to deal with that many people doing voiceover, especially now. You can just do it from home and send it in.
Well, and I think if you're setting up your displays and like people come up and you don't want to deal with them, you could just pause as a mannequin in the displays until they leave. I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there as a potential business tip.
Mannequin challenge.
Oh, there we go. You got to be very, really good at staying still, though.
What if like somebody, you were talking to somebody and you just like, you didn't want to talk to them and then you just froze?
I feel like that's what's going to happen outside of quarantine because I'm kind of, we don't really have to talk to that many people we don't like now. So I feel like once I start getting into those situations, I am just going to freeze because I have no out like I do.
We're going to need some kind of an exit hatch.
Exactly. I'm just going to pretend to power down and then just stand there until the person walks away from me.
This is actually reminding me, I think this is like a prank I used to pull on people. Like when I was like a teenager in plays, I would walk up to them and like stand there and smile and stare. And then when they started laughing, I would just keep doing it. And then they would get creeped out and then they would laugh really hard.
That's some teenager shit for sure.
That is very teen. Very teen of you. This should be like a TikTok thing. Somebody on TikTok do this. But this is a very, I think, nice prank to play on someone and easy. But yesterday, you know, it was Sunday. So I was like cleaning up and my boyfriend was kind of saying he was going to clean. He hadn't gotten to it yet. And so I was like, honey, oh my God, wait, will you come over here? Will you just stand right there? This is a great picture. Will you just lean against that wall? And he's like, okay. And so he leaned against it. And then I go, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Yes. Did you guys ever get told that by a boss?
Yes, of course. He'd never heard it before.
Really?
Yeah, because I said that to Sean once and he was like, what? And I was like, you never had a job where they said, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean?
Yeah. I think it's like a service industry.
It's a service job.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Yeah, but I want people to, I would think it'd be great if people got, because they're so confused when they're like, why are you telling me to lean up? It was a great moment. It was one of those things where I laughed about it for like way too long afterwards.
I love the idea of you just pranking Adam in your house alone together.
Yeah, just
doing
nice pranks.
I love it.
They're love pranks, you know?
Yeah. Love pranks.
Love pranks. Okay. Here we go. Another one.
Hi, ladies. I love your show. A good friend of mine turned me onto it many years ago. And I just wanted to give you guys a quick update. You guys answered my lady problem, oh, God, back in like 2018, I think, where I had like a shitty boss and a shitty work situation, but I was trying to go to grad school. Well, quick update, I am a second year MBA student. I ended up like crushing my GMAT and getting a 50% scholarship from the school. And I just signed my full-time offer with a great company for after school. And so like things are on the up and up. So thank you guys for answering that question for me and helping me out. And just also like thank you all for being kind of a sunshiny, funny spot to go when I need a bright spot in the shit that is 2020. So thank y'all and have a great day. Bye.
Oh my God, I
love that. I'm so happy for her. She's crushing it.
And I don't want to take direct credit for that, but I think we will.
Yeah, why not? We gotta take it where we can.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like we're the reason you got that scholarship, so you know.
Yeah. So congratulations to you and us for being your inspiration.
Seriously, I'm always just so impressed by our listeners.
Yes.
Like I mean, not to brag, but we seriously have the best listeners in the world. Like
the number of people
we do. I think about that a lot.
Mm-hmm. The number of people that write in, they're like, so I just got my second MBA, my second doctorate. Like, yeah, okay, oh, I got
I'm
a full ride.
I'm the first female astronaut in Antarctica.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good because I'm smart in, you know, various ways, but not the way that they are. And so I'm like, yeah. Oh, I feel smart by association.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we're making smart people laugh. So that means, you know,
we're
part
of the pie. 1 degree away from.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Someday we're going to have so many honorary doctorates. I can't wait.
Oh my God, please.
I can't wait to get to that point in my career. Like, you know, when the celebrity is just like, they have like honorary doctorates from like 5 different colleges.
Or they just get knighted. You're like, yeah, you're famous enough. We'll knight you now.
Can a lady get knighted? Is Judy Dame a knight?
Yeah, Dame Judy Dench.
Yeah, Dame is the lady.
I think
knight,
Dame,
right?
Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
But do you have to be British?
Can only the Queen knight you? Or is there like an equivalent, like the...
No, I think it's only the...
Yeah.
Like, can Angela Merkel make me like a German knight?
Oh, good
no,
question.
No, it's only the Queen, right?
I don't
right?
know if you want to be that, but maybe...
Germans are into kinky stuff. I feel like Germans would let you streak at your knighting.
Oh, for sure. A German knighting would be pretty fun, I think, actually.
I think so.
I just want to go to Berlin really badly.
That'd be a good time. But yeah, congratulations. That's so cool. It's just so nice to hear when, you know, like those moments in your life when you're at the precipice of like a big change or a big decision and being able to look back on that and be like, oh, fuck yeah, I made the right choice and look where I am now.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's always nice to hear when like advice that we gave like works out too. I mean, I don't think we ever hear from anybody that's like, you've ruined my life. But it is nice to hear like, oh, cool. We helped someone kind of push them over the edge or made them, you know, solidify something in their mind a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times it's, you know, I think when you're looking for advice, a lot of times it is just like, you're like, I know the answer, but I just need my friends to like push me in the right direction. So
yeah. For sure.
Cause then even if they give you the advice you don't want, then you can just make the other thing. It's like when you try to ask your boyfriend or husband which outfit you want to wear, it doesn't matter which one they choose. It's how you feel about what they said about which one you should wear.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I definitely feel like I've matured in that. Like I know now people, you just know people are like going to figure their shit out. Especially when they're like in a situation where you're like, oh boy, I know how this is going to work out. You're like, it doesn't fucking matter what I say.
No. But yeah.
I'll just be here for you for the ride. So
yeah, totally.
I'll buy you ice cream either way.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll do one more and then we'll take a break.
Okay. All right, a butt dial.
Wow. Right.
Did somebody actually butt dial us? Because I don't think, I mean, maybe our phone number's like one off of someone, but I can't tell if that was someone trying to prank us.
I don't think it was someone trying to prank us. I'm trying to think how we could have been butt dialed.
It was a lot of grunting. Like, were they moving something? It didn't sound like a sex grunt. It sounded like a moving grunt.
Yeah, yeah. Or like this person had their phone in their car and they were like running to their car because they were about to get a parking ticket.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's going to call us?
Jostling.
And then they saw, like, the traffic person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they, like, typed it in their phone to, like, call us later and then put their phone, like, in their purse and it, like, banged around. It accidentally hit call or something. I don't know.
Wow, just be careful about that because never forget the time.
Oh, man. I think about your butt dial all the time. It, like,
God.
It made me a paranoid person. It's...
Yeah.
It was the worst. Worst thing that's ever happened to me when I accidentally butt dialed the guy I was dating and was talking to my good friend about how he couldn't come and left him a 5-minute voicemail about
the horror.
Even you saying it again is so it hurts. Fuck.
No, I agree. Ever since that happened, anytime I'm saying anything remotely sensitive that could like ruin me, I put my phone on airplane mode. Seriously,
yeah. No,
let
for
this
real.
Be a lesson to you all.
Yeah. Like, so a butt dial, but a butt dial with a lesson for us, really. Yeah,
absolutely. It extends to like text messages too. Like if I'm sending like some real like talking shit, I'll just be like,
yes,
this is going to Barbara and Tess.
Yes.
And we'll read because like so you're just like, wait, did I forget how to read their names? And you just need to make sure that this is going where it needs to go right now.
Oh yeah. I mean, and it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Some people would say the lesson is not to talk shit, but whatever. I think it's just a lesson in literacy.
Let me live my life.
So, mysterious butt dialer, feel free to actually call us back or let your butt do the talking, I guess.
And we will let our butts do the talking when we see you soon.
Yeah. It's Ace Ventura calling us.
All right. BRB, y'all.
Hey, welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with you.
You guys.
Your voicemails. Thanks so much for calling. And I don't know, I guess we'll, maybe we can cut this out, but should we leave this voicemail up and people can leave us stuff occasionally? Or is this like,
I think it's fun.
Done?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, I mean, we still have the voicemail up. So if you guys want to, you know, leave us a voicemail, please. Do it. The number is 661-523-2423.
Yeah, it's fun hearing y'all's voices. So, you know, if you have like a lady problem and you have been like, I just don't want to fucking type this out, you can
send us a voicemail. I like that.
Yeah, I think context can be easier to discern from
for sure.
Voices too.
For sure. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Hi, ladies. My name's Amanda. And if you can't already tell from my accent, I'm Australian. I am in Brisbane, which is in the state of Queensland. It's the capital city. It's currently 8 a.m. here on, oh God, what's the date? The 28th of October. I am a scientist in pathology, so that has impacted us big time with COVID. I don't actually work in the department that does the testing, but they've been slammed. We've also been slammed. I mean, as far as the whole pandemic goes, in Brisbane, we're really lucky. We haven't had community transmission here for about 50 days in the whole of Queensland and Brisbane. So life is sort of probably a lot more normal here than what it would be for you guys. But I guess as a scientist, I work in genetics, so I look at your chromosomes and your DNA. And I guess I just want to promote people looking after their health. That's not just COVID related. It's everywhere or everything. You know, don't slack off on your regular checkups and stuff like that just because, you know, people are already afraid of going out in public and going to the doctor. Please, any issues, you should be getting them tested, getting checked out. I just want to thank you, ladies. You ladies make me laugh every week. If I'm sitting at my desk at work laughing, it's usually because of you ladies. Thank you so much. Big fan. That's probably it. I don't really have a lady problem, but I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you. Encourage people to look after themselves. And, yeah, that's it. Thanks, ladies. Bye.
Oh my God.
So cool.
Another scientist. Ooh,
honestly,
ooh.
I mean, we're so cool. I mean, I'm just using the coolness of our listeners.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like how my sister-in-law is a doctor and I brag about it.
Yeah.
By association. They went to so much school, some of that bleeds over into us. You
totally.
Know?
They can share some of their status with their old pals, the ladies.
That's so cool. Also, yeah, our talk to text like thing that it's telling us told us that she was calling from prison.
Yeah, not Brisbane.
Yeah, not Brisbane. And then it said, when she said, that's not, look after your health, that's not just COVID related. It said, look after your health, that's not just Tom Cruise related.
And I saw that in the transcript and I was like, hoping that she actually meant Tom Cruise. And she was like, and not just what the Scientologists are telling you out there in LA.
Yeah. Like,
you
look,
also...
Not just
the
are one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, COVID is definitely Tom Cruise related somehow, I bet.
Yeah. I was wondering that yesterday, actually, because like the, I think like when you're a top level Scientologist, like you're not supposed to get sick at all. So I'm wondering how they're spinning like this happening, like if their members are what they're doing.
What do you mean you're not supposed to get sick?
Well, if you've removed all of your thetans and you were like, top tier, you can't get sick because that's you just like are invincible to diseases and stuff.
Okay, that makes me think like I believe that they're not getting sick, and everyone should have access to whatever they're getting shot up with, not just Scientologists.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you guys remember last year? Because I always get sick in the winter. I got that immunity shot in my ass that hurt really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It worked amazing.
Are you going to get it again?
I think so. Yeah, because I think that's what like fancy people do. I think they just get injected with shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, Trump apparently had COVID and was fine.
I can't even.
Only got the fancy shit. I'm still holding out. We'll see. Okay.
But I mean, this is good advice. This is good advice because, like, I know I'm sure we all do this, but you know, when you just something's off and you're like, the last thing in the world you want to do is go to the doctor, but you know you should. I think it is really easy to not do that now, but.
Yeah.
But thank you for telling us that, because I think that is really good to hear from, you know, a scientist telling us, like, don't fucking put it off. Go see them if something's wrong.
Yeah, for sure. It's so important to just stay on top of all that stuff, because it's like health will, like, I feel like it, like, becomes a snowball effect. If it's like one thing isn't working right, then you're more like, you know, your white blood cells already fighting something else. So it's, you become more susceptible to other things. So, you know, make sure you get your flu shots this year too.
Do it.
Yeah. I love, man, this is, I like this episode too, because, like, we'll get to hear the difference between a New Zealand and Australian accent.
Yeah, because I didn't think I could tell them apart, but now back to back I can.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're learning.
Looks like we got to go do shows in New Zealand and Australia, guys.
Okay, let's do it.
Jeez, okay, fine.
Yeah, fine.
I have a question for the scientists listening. Can a podcast fan petition you to become a citizen of the country?
Good question.
If that's possible.
Does it have to be a green card thing, or can we just have fans of our podcast let us into their country?
Only you, dear listener, know whether we legitimately need to know that on Wednesday.
Yes.
It is wild to, like, talk to people who are just, like, really not, you know, experiencing quarantine or anything the level that we are, because I forget that they handled it well, and they're kind of like back to pretty much life as usual, and I just, like, cannot. I'm like, wait, what?
How is it nice? Must be nice.
Yeah, very happy for you guys. It's a bittersweet happiness though, because, man, someday maybe we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yeah, of course. Let's hear somebody else.
Hey, guest speaker. I'm calling you on speakerphone because I am currently combing my own head for lice. I'm a teacher, and it is our second week back, and I have nits because one of my kids threw them at me when he was mad. So I am calling to ask, should I shave my head? I don't know that I can pull it off, and it's about to be winter, so cold head. But on the other hand, this is the absolute worst. So should I shave my head or any other lace tips and tricks? Thanks. Bye.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
One of my kids threw them at me when he was mad.
People have no idea how hard it is to teach college, you know?
Oh, man.
Wow, that's insane.
Wait, are lice big enough that you can just pick them up and throw them?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, because, like, people do pick them out with, like, a comb.
Yeah, my friend's kids have gotten lice, and I know that she's had to, like, comb through their hair and pull them out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay,
well, first of all, I'm sorry. Also, our translation thing again said, I'm a teacher at home. So I thought you got it teaching at home, which I was like, that's especially.
I don't know if this has to do with the school, you know?
God, shoot.
Okay, I mean, I feel like I love encouraging people to do, like, impulsive things. So I think, yes, girl, shave your head. Do it. You can do it. Great excuse to buy more beanies. I mean, great. For the rest of your life, you'll be able to say that you did it once. This could be your YOLO moment. And that sounds like.
I agree. I think totally go for it. It's going to be way easier to take care of the lice. Fuck it. It gives you the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I think also.
I know. I feel really bad for you.
I know. Also, I think keep the hair with the lice in it and then throw the entire head of hair back at that child the next time you see them. Like,
how would you even handle that if a fucking child threw lice at you and then you got lice?
I mean, that's a parent-teacher conference at the very least, right?
At the very least.
Like, hey, I don't. that your kid shouldn't have come to school with lice in their hair. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Are they throwing it at other children? Is this like a whirling dervish of lice? Like,
I mean,
in your
I'm
classroom?
Imagining, yeah, more kids are getting it.
Lice
yeah.
wars.
This kid just like weaponizing themselves in the classroom, just like, I didn't do my homework. Oh, yeah. Like, I think you should shave this kid's head first, actually. That's what I would like to see.
A public shaving.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Shave this child's
yeah, that'll
head.
That'll go really well, I think. So I think yeah, we should do that.
That should be right in step with what parents are looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
Y'all wanted to reopen the schools. We're shaving the kids' heads. That's how it goes now.
I mean, yeah, oh, but man. Go on Etsy, get yourself like a cool beanie or two to feel good about it. Shave it. Fuck it.
I like yeah. that. Shave it. Fuck it. Shave it. Fuck it.
I mean, I'm sad you did it. Like, you could have used this. I don't know. Maybe you already did, you know, because you sent this a few days ago. But, like, would have been a good opportunity for a shaved head Halloween costume. Mm-hmm. I know we're past that. But.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving costume.
Yeah.
You can be Charlie Brown.
I love it, man. Also, like, thank you for being a teacher. I'm just gonna say it because it's yes. a really hard job that people don't appreciate anywhere near as much as they should. I know we have a lot of teacher listeners, and especially with everything that's going on right now, you guys are dealing with so much more than you fucking should have to. So thank you.
We love
yeah
teachers.
Thank you so much. I mean, you are obviously putting yourself in an intense situation every single day, even more with this. So
yeah,
good on you for going back in there after a kid threw lice at your head.
Yeah. I think maybe print out a giant picture of what is a single lice called a lice? I don't know what a single lice is called, but like
a louse.
Print out a picture of one louse and put it on this kid's table for when he comes in the morning and be like, that's what's on your head. Clean your shit.
I knew that it was louse from that song in Les Mis. Isn't there a lyric that's like, da-da-da-da, louse, da-da-da-da, house. Anyway.
Oh.
Master of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All that's right. where I've learned a lot of things.
Most of my knowledge comes from various Broadway soundtracks.
I've been thinking, I mean, I, you know, we've all gone through the, I think, wanting to shave our head thing. I've really been thinking about it lately because I'm so fucking sick of my hair and I'm just like, I need to know if we're going like back into harsh lockdown or not. Cause if we are, I'm just fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Honestly, no, I think that like if we do, it'll be your own personal choice. I think as a nation, we're saying fuck it.
Yeah.
The lockdown is fuck it.
Yeah. I think it's up to you how the degree to which you want to be locked in.
Yeah. I do think most people that are reading anything are probably going to like do a pretty much a serious lockdown for most of the winter though. So I think it's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, just to play devil's advocate, summer is a good, I mean, it's kind of a summer cut.
I mean, I think if I don't do it now, I won't.
Okay. Then do it. Do it.
But I keep trying to look in the mirror and see what I look like, but it does, you know, you can't really get the effect by just doing that.
But you're so good at Photoshop. Can't you Photoshop it?
Yeah, I'm sure I could Photoshop it, but I feel like it'll still... But I'm getting to that point where I literally will wake up and be like, maybe I'll just do it today. Like, that's where it's at.
Do it. But you have to, like, live stream it or something. I want to see it.
I know. Anyway. I was like, I can't just do it. It has to be, like, four or something.
But. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, and shave it into, like, different things or cut it into weird different things.
Yeah, you got to, like, have fun
the journey.
If you do it.
Yeah, the journey.
I'm, like, scared that it'll grow back straight or something. Or, like,
what if your hair is going to go to straight conversion camp?
Yeah, what if I somehow change it? I don't know.
Oh man, I don't know. I
mean, takes on a life of its own after that. But anyway, listener, I'm there with you. Not for the same reasons, but maybe we can both shave our head at the same time and then be in the same boat together.
If anyone listening has shaved their head during quarantine, let us know. How's it going? How are you enjoying it? Do you enjoy the breeze on your scalp?
God, that feels so good. I'm just not dealing with that. I'm so fucking sick of like buying expensive products and just all this shit, especially when I'm not really like seeing people, you know.
Totally. I will say I have an undercut, and like when I wear my hair up and it's like just it's short and I feel like just the breeze in that part of my neck, it's very refreshing. And
I bet.
Ooh, I mean, I think about shaving it all the time, but I like where my hair is at right now, so I'm not fucking with it. But otherwise I'd be there with you too.
Yeah, it's a hard choice. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, let's do one more.
Ladies,
we go.
It's David from Florida. Oh, shit. I shouldn't say where I'm at or who I am. Sam from Barbados. Look, right? I have a problem. I have a lady problem. Well, it's not a lady problem. I'm an honorary lady. I'm not a lady, so but it's a problem. All right? I just split my pants at work. I can't wait for the fucking election show. I need you to update me now. What am I going to do about my ripped pants? I'm wearing work pants. I squat it down. Box of fucking paper. Big-ass box of paper. Got to move it. Moved it in. Squat it down with your legs, not with your back. Guess what? Rip my pants. All right? I need some fucking help. All right? I'm a pizza member, damn it. Help me. Help me now. Can't wait. What do I do? 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 Please. All right? I need your help. Please make this quick. This is Dave. No, Sam. Sam from Guantanamo. Okay. Thanks for the podcast. Bye.
Oh my God!
Well, thanks, Sam.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam. I just want to read part of this. What it said. All right, just split my pants. Work. I can't for the pumpkin election, Michelle. I need you to up now. What am I going to do about my birth month?
All valid questions.
Pretty much the same as what he said.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. I totally thought you were calling in and being like, I'm a Gemini. What do I do? It's like, I don't know, man.
Wow. Well, first of all, sorry. Sounds like we didn't answer this in time because he did leave this on Friday.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So he might still be sitting around
with
split pants.
He might still be there because what if he couldn't walk out to the car because his pants were split? Well,
oh yeah.
As someone who has split my pants at work also, what you got to do is you back into a wall. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. when I was at work, I didn't split my pants at work, but it was when I was teaching dance and I came to work with a hole in my pants in the butt and I was wearing a thong. And because I was teaching dance, there was mirrors in the whole room. Oh. And one of the kids was like, yo, Miss Barker, you got a hole in your pants. And then they all started laughing and pointing. And I was just like, shut up. No, I don't. Shut up. And I just kept trying to back into a corner, but it was just rearing my reflection closer to them. So unless you're in a room that's filled with mirrors, I say back up to a wall and just hug the wall all the way to your car until you can drive to Target and get new pants.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Target is the place you go for an emergency pant.
Yeah.
By the way. Yeah. That's absolutely the move.
Absolutely. I always do that if you need to replace some clothing quickly. You end up in Target where you get a piece of clothing that doesn't truly fit you, but ends up kind of just haunting you in your closet for years to come.
And then you take it to a clothing exchange like 8 or 9 years later.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Pass the buck.
I've definitely done that where I've like spilled food on myself on the way to like a show or something. And I'm like, well, I can't wear these pants on stage. Let me just go buy some black jeans at Target and then I'll just return them the next day. Yeah.
I told myself a million times that I would have a backup like outfit in the car and it just never happened.
Yeah. Well, or you use the backup outfit and then you forget to replenish it.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Adding that to the list. I mean, I think you go Billy Madison on this and then you're like, you get somebody else in the office to also split their pants. And then you're like, no, splitting your pants is cool, man. And you guys just have...
Oh, that's a good idea. I mean, if you're in an office, lots of office supplies could fix this. You know, we got a stapler.
Oh. Yes.
We got
duct tape, maybe if they have...
Duct tape,
ooh,
yeah.
Yeah. You could just do a little post-it note skirt, you know, really gender bend it up.
I love that.
I think that could be really fun. Get some fringe going.
Yeah, fashion show.
Mm-hmm. Split pants, but make it fashion.
Yes. Yeah. It is a hard moment. Splitting your pants is the same as like being in a chair that breaks. It's like a moment where you're like, this isn't my fault, but ooh. It really hurts.
Depends on how many people are there to like view it. It's like if you split your pants in the woods and there's nowhere to see it, does it happen? I will say when we got this voicemail, I just saw like the transcript of it on my phone and I had this like moment of fear because I saw the name I Am Sam and when it said Barbados, I thought it said Barbara.
Oh.
And I remembered the guy I hooked up with in New York years ago. We never exchanged our real names, but he said he was Sam and I said I was Diane.
Yeah.
And I like thought it was that guy.
He found you?
I found you.
That really, honestly, like really freaked me out for a second. So I'm sorry you split your pants, David. I mean Sam, but thank you for not being Sam.
Yeah, exactly. And also,
where nobody knows your name.
Also, you know what? I think this is a good reminder to everybody. If you don't have if you haven't updated your underwear in a while,
great,
get some
reminder.
Fun underwear.
You haven't updated your underwear in quarantine. What are you even doing? I think I've gone through that phase twice now, where I'm out of the underwear drawer.
Man, why is underwear so expensive? Underwear
so
and socks.
So expensive. I can
it's
only
crazy.
Do it little chunks at a time because I can't handle like dropping serious coin on undies.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I just go through and like, you know, the ones where you're like, okay, these really have to go. I definitely did a round or two of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So if you haven't updated your underwear, there's a fun quarantine activity, everybody.
I like that.
Send us pics. Just kidding. Don't. Thank you.
Don't do that.
No,
please
don't.
We don't want that.
we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
BRB.
Hey, everybody. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
We're coming to you from the past with voicemails from people.
Yay. Yeah, we're going to play some more. These are all Lady Problems 1, so let's roll the music.
Lady. Lady Problems. Lady. Lady Problems. Lady Problems, do you have them? Lady Problems, do you have them? People have them.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Brandy, Barbara, and Tess. My name is Rihanna from New York, and no, a different Rihanna than the one you're thinking of. I'm 25, and I love you guys. You're so inspirational, and you help me lead my best life. I feel like I have the most awesome gal pals in my pocket when I listen to your podcast, and just thank you for all the laughs. In quarantine, I broke up with my long-term boyfriend, and we had a pretty rough breakup. And my lady problem is, if you have any advice on how to deal with an ex who is in the same bridal party as you are, and now with the pandemic, the wedding is postponed and there's going to be two ceremonies, one in November and one in 2021. So, yeah, if you have any advice for that, love you guys and keep the laughs coming. And thank you and hope you guys are staying safe and well. Love you. Bye.
Aw.
This is a little two-parter, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see.
Oh boy, bridal party problems. I'm guessing you guys aren't at least matched up anymore in the bridal party, hopefully.
And if maybe like make sure that you're not.
Yeah.
Like I would definitely confirm that. Also, I feel like, I don't know, my wedding, I didn't have very many single bridesmaids, but I gave each of them a plus one. So I would definitely bring a date to this wedding that isn't him.
Yeah.
If you're allowed to, which I know it's tough with COVID, so I don't know if you're allowed
to.
Yeah,
if you can, just and bring a friend, you know, don't worry about like a date, but
someone. Yeah.
Yeah. A good friend. Bring them with you. You'll need some like a support.
Yeah.
So definitely try to do that. And like, I think just kind of grin and bear it for this first one. Mm-hmm. Luckily, the one in 2021 will be a while from now, and you can hopefully like have some time between you and the breakup to like, you know, heal a little bit. But this November one's going to be a little bit rough, and I would just like be courteous and just kind of try to avoid your ex and do your best, you know?
Yeah.
Also, it's pretty separated for most of the day. I mean, the women are usually kind of like with the bride and the guys are with the groom. So like I think by design, a lot of the day you're kind of be busy doing your own kind of bridesmaid thing. So hopefully that will, you know, maybe if you're a little anxious about it, try to remind yourself that like you probably will be able to avoid him for at least the beginning
part
of the day.
Your time, FaceTime with him in particular, as far as being in the bridal party, is just really, yeah, like the
for
ceremony,
photos.
Which you don't really have to deal with anybody in pictures, and that's it. So
yeah.
You hopefully shouldn't, really have to deal with him at all and can just kind of avoid him for the most part.
Yeah. And I mean, hopefully, like, you know, he also understands that this day is like not about, you know, anything that you guys, you know, whatever. It's like about the bride and the groom. So hopefully there can be like a truce or whatever for that day. It's just opposite ends of the photos. And I mean, if you're friends with the other bridesmaids, I think just also be like, hey, just so there's no drama, I just want to make sure that, like, you guys are also kind of like running. Like,
yeah, they need to run a little bit of interference for you too. I mean, like, you guys' job is to run interference for the bride, and then you mm-hmm. almost need like a secondary bridesmaid to run interference
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think like, just, you know, obviously there's a lot going on. You don't want to make it about your situation, but for sure. But you can do it in a way where it's like, I'm sure everyone's aware of you, what's going on with you, and just to make it nice for, you know, everyone involved.
Yeah, yeah. But
what
I
about
definitely...
alcohol? Like, how drunk should she get? Because,
well,
I think she shouldn't, because that would probably lead to
something
drama.
Might happen.
Couldn't agree more. But it's a wedding.
Yeah,
I know. Well, and you're seeing your ex.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I wonder if like the November one is gonna. It sounds like if there's two, I would assume the 2021 one is gonna be more like
the big
party thing.
Yeah.
So this is just more like a formal, like getting married and like a couple cocktails afterwards. I think maybe just like, you know,
keep it chill.
Yeah, keep it pretty chill. You know, hopefully they do too.
I mean, as someone who has seen so many people who I don't want to talk to at a bar who I've had sex with or is an ex or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think like you kind of just have them in your eye line most of the time,
yeah.
but you're back also like halfway to them. That's how yeah. you kind of play it.
Love that. That's a perfect way to describe it. It's like you're running surveillance, but you also have your blinders on.
Yeah,
exactly.
You just
yeah.
keep them in the corner of your eye, clock them. They're always at about, like, what is that? That's like a 5 o'clock behind you.
Right,
yeah.
That's where you kind of just won't always keep them.
And for yes. it's not what you want to do, I know, but it's like if you want to just keep your buffer zone healthy.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, keep it like with you when the bridesmaids, like the bride doesn't need to know about any of the drama no. or stress about any of this at all. This
except
is, that's
I
like,
think you're well within your rights to ask her not to be paired with this guy or girl and not and to bring a date. I think
yeah.
you can totally ask the bride those things.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I think that all sounds good.
Oh, that's so hard.
I know.
Yeah, it will get
especially
easier.
Like a quarantine breakup too, where it's just like it's such a hard time and. It must have been so intense to decide, you know, because you're like, oh, this is like really over and we've been together forever. And now the quarantine is like showing us we shouldn't be together. That's very hard. So I'm yeah. sorry.
Yeah. But good on you guys for like pulling the plug, though, too. If it's not right, it's great to get out of it sooner than later. So, I mean,
you didn't
also
need to be making sourdough for this guy. He did not deserve it. We're happy for you.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
Exactly. Yeah. Send us a fun picture from the wedding of you and all the bridesmaids and bride and stuff. We'd love to, we always love seeing that kind of stuff, so let us know.
Yeah, good
how
luck. This next one, it looks like we got let me see here, sorry, we somehow missed the first part of your voicemail. It cut it off, so we're gonna listen to the second part.
Yeah,
sorry, here we go.
Hey ladies, it's Erica again. I just got cut off my story, which I assuming means it was too long. But I just wanted to finish the second story. So I have a dog named June and an Indian ringneck parakeet named Kuka. And about a month ago, Kuka became really interested in our dog June, and she sort of just started by flying and landing next to her. But since then, she's completely in love with June. She follows June everywhere and will do the typical mating invitation of arching her back and waiting for June to mount her. June does not mount her, but she just kind of ignores her, and Kuka doesn't get the hint. It's very cute watching them, and I don't really think we would have noticed if we weren't spending more time at home. So that's kind of like a bright thing about my life right now. And thanks so much for letting me share my stories, and I'm really looking forward to the next episode. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Oh my god,
I'm bummed we don't have the first part of this, because man, I love animal hijinks in the home.
Your life sounds amazing. You have a dog and a bird that are friends.
Got a horny ass bird up in your
house.
I love that. This bird has confidence, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
She can take on a dog. This is wild. Wow, that is really, that makes me, you got a really like horny Cinderella happening here. I'm really happy about it.
Oh, it's so funny. I love the idea of the dog just being like, what? I don't know.
Whatever, dude.
I'm a lady. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is kind of a fun thing. It's like watching all like the pet hijinks that like you wouldn't necessarily have seen if you like weren't home as much. I've definitely been enjoying
that.
Yeah,
they eventually had to be like, all right, I guess I'll do this with you here too. So
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty beautiful. It's funny. I was talking to Anna, my roommate, the other day about how like, because she has a cat and I have a dog, and like their friendship / frenemyship has been very beautiful to behold. And I'm like, I'd say 40% of our conversations in quarantine have been about the dynamics of the dog and the cat in the house.
Sure.
So it's like just been a nice conversation topic to have for the last 9 months.
Oh yeah. Babies are animals. They really just like,
they are something to talk about. Call Bonnie yeah. Raitt because they're serving.
My dog is staring at me right now. I'm just like, are you talking about me on your fucking podcast again? Bullshit.
Man, I told Adam we talked about his butt on the Top Secret session. He was very shocked. He's like, you talking about my butt in your podcast? I was like, yep. Deal with
That's
it.
That's right, buddy.
And Adam, I know you're listening right now. We'll know if you sign up for the Top Secret session and we'll block you. We'll block your ass.
I already
you gotta pay if you want to hear it.
I already kicked Sean out of the Facebook group. We don't care.
I forgot about that. Why did he get kicked out? What was
because he commented, I posted something from Cher and he commented a sarcastic yes, queen. So I was just like,
Like, no, I gotta go.
That's amazing.
Like, nope, not happening.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love it.
All right, let's.
Hey, ladies. My name's Katie. I love you guys. I'm a longtime listener. I have a lady problem for the show. I hope that's okay that I'm calling about it and not emailing, but I just figured it'd be easier. So obviously quarantine's been really hard on a lot of people, including myself, anxiety, depression, the good stuff, just really feeling, you know, isolated and all that. And, it's going to be a while, as we all know. So one of my closest best friends has actually moved across the country to start school. We're in Canada, and where she moved, they have a lot lighter restrictions. And things are just going really well for her. She's made a lot of new friends, is going on road trips, and she's just at a really good point in her life, basically. And I'm at a really bad point in mine. And, you know, there's ups and downs. It's okay. But I'm having a really hard time staying close with her because I'm really jealous, and I feel like I don't really know what to do about that. And I feel like our calls are getting further apart just because, you know, when you're jealous, you just want to avoid that jealousy. So I'm wondering if you have any tips on, I don't know, how to like control any jealousy or how to maintain a friendship in like times like this. Anyways, hope everyone's doing okay. Bye.
Oh, that's so tough. I'm so sorry.
Hard. Yeah, I get it too. Jeez.
Fully
I think
this.
Like we're all, you know, I did a Zoom show the other day with a comic who was like, yeah, you guys are all talking about like quarantining, but I mean, you know, I'm not really doing that. I just flew to New York and did rooftop shows for 2 weeks and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I mean, that's like not, it's sort of jealousy, but also sort of like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Like, cool. Oh, I'm staying inside longer so you can go do this. Kind of, exactly.
Kind of so it was like a different level, but I was still really jealous. I was like, oh, like you're living a completely different life than me right now. And like, I cannot comprehend this, you know? So that it's very hard to see that when you just feel like stuck inside and there's just like no end in sight for you. So I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah.
And also, definitely. I mean, yeah, certainly jealousy is, I think, something everyone in the entertainment industry deals with on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think like what the best.
Yeah. How do you guys deal with it? I mean, I think first of all, like, it's okay to feel it. Let yourself feel it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing is not dwelling in it and not letting it make you become bitter. That's the really hard part.
It's being honest. And it's also being honest, I think, about like what the things are that you're jealous about and then like what's in your control and what's not in your control in that scenario too. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, I also think in her situation, I don't think there's anything wrong with being like, hey, I'm really happy for you and everything that's going on. I'm fucking jealous that you're like having such a good time. You know, I mean, this is a good friend of yours. I think she can know that. And like, I don't know, maybe it's just while you're working through it, it's more of a text friendship with bullshit for a while. You know, I mean, I think it's like okay to kind of work through those feelings a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's one of her best friends, I think that's okay to be honest about. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much that what the friend can really say to that. You know, I mean, it's like mm-hmm. obviously not the friend's fault either. I almost wonder. So, I mean, I think that jealousy, I think a lot of times is really constructively redirected because it is like, what are you jealous about? And then how can you kind of like harness that energy to like bring it back to something that you have control over?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if there is, I mean, if there are, I don't know what, she didn't really say what her situation is right now, but I wonder if there is a way for you to maybe relocate somewhere in Canada, where, if you're really having a hard time with the restrictions, I don't know like what your financial or work situation is, but can you short term live somewhere else for a few months?
Yeah. Or even like make sure you have like weekend, like a weekend getaway once a month or like something to like break up the monotony of just like being super locked down the way you are. I mean, I know it's getting colder in Canada right now, so that, you know, traveling might be kind of difficult, but I think anything to kind of like have, like, I think having things to look forward to is really important right now.
Very. Yeah.
Yeah. Even if it's not seemingly big, it's big because, you know,
mm-hmm.
nothing's happening. So I know that I really hit a wall like in the last week of being like depressed and just kind of like sick of this and missing my friends and just all that stuff. And I think we're all, you know, getting to a really hard part of this. And like, we're going out of town for a few days next week and I need it so much. I mean, I really haven't gone anywhere except for like camping once during this whole thing. So I am really looking forward to it. And it's only a few days, you know, so I do think that that planning something like that, maybe with a friend who lives close to you or something where you can do it mm-hmm. in a safe way, would be really good for you
mm-hmm.
To kind of take your mind away from it and,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, just not be focused on, you know, what's going like wrong and just kind of try to calm your thoughts down, you know?
Yeah. Cause it's like, we're all, I think, you know, it's a very universal struggle kind of like, I mean, I think in other times in history, we've been able to sort of visualize what a positive thing that could happen in the future. But things are so uncertain right now that I think it's really challenging for everyone to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, finding something that you're like excited to build towards that you can realistically work on during this time that is like new and that mm-hmm. you feel positive. And like it's a step in a forward moving direction.
And yeah, whatever you do, I think watching, like, you know, when I get jealous or kind of down on myself about career stuff, I like to just go back to my old standards of things that like inspire me, you know, mm-hmm. so I'll go back and rewatch my favorite British TV shows, like stuff that I just like really got me into loving comedy and things like that. And it'll kind of ground me again. So mm-hmm. I think like give in to those comforts or things that, you know, kind of, you know, make you feel good right now.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, also on your friends, and like, I'm sure she's having a great time. She's in a new place, but like, there's no way that she isn't also having moments of like, what the fuck? Like everybody is, you know? I mean, I think it's just, mm-hmm. there's, you know, different levels of existential crisis, you know,
mm-hmm.
even when things are going really, really well, you know, it's like, so take comfort in knowing that everything's awful everywhere.
And I think like I know how hard it is when you have depression to like reach out to people. It's the fucking hardest thing in the world. And you just, when you don't reach out to somebody, it's easier to not, you let that snowball effect go where you just like don't and don't and don't. And then it feels like so mm-hmm. long. So I don't think, don't let yourself do that, but don't put a lot of pressure on yourself to keep it up with her. You know, it sounds like you guys have been friends for a long time. You're going to be friends. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're talking to her constantly, but make sure you're reaching out to other friends too and just checking in with them. And I think that will like help lift you out of a place, you know, especially because I'm sure you'll be commiserating with some people who are feeling the same way and all that stuff. So even mm-hmm. if it's just random, somebody that you think about, like I was thinking about some random friends the other day, I hadn't talked to them forever and I just like texted them. And I think kind of doing that might help you as well by like expanding your circle of people who you're talking to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And also, like when you're while you're dealing with this stuff too, if you're in Canada, if you're not in therapy, you got that good healthcare, baby. Use it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been seeing my therapist again since this all started, and it's like just been great to have like that constantly, to know that I have like 1 hour a week that I can just like verbal diarrhea at somebody all my anxieties, like, without worrying about repercussions or anything like that. It's just like, it's such a healthy thing to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And then also not sure like what your like week and day to day looks like. But like if it's not structured, try to find as many things that you can put into it to like structure your days. Cause I feel like my hardest days during this have been days that are just kind of like wide open. And then it's like, that's kind of when, you know, it's like idle hands or the devil's playground or whatever. That's kind of like when the shit really kind of comes in on me, you know?
I don't know if this would be your jam at all either, but, and I've plugged Ryan's classes on here before too, but like one thing that's helped me feel kind of like connected to other people is the dance classes I take on Instagram. Like, I don't know, mm-hmm. there's just something about knowing like, oh, there's like, you know, 4,000 people dancing with me right now. It's just like a really kind of like great like feeling. I don't know. My favorite teacher is Ryan Heffington. He's on Instagram, ryan.heffington. But I'm sure there's a few other people giving classes like that, which I think, you know, I think is kind of an outside the box way to feel connected with other people.
Yeah, definitely. Anna and I do, I mean, I love my fucking Peloton, but it also has like yoga classes and strength training classes that you see all the people that are on it and you can give each other high fives and stuff like that. I've said it before in the podcast, I can sign up unlimited people to my account for free. If you want to log in, hit me up.
If you want to give high fives to other people doing yoga.
Yeah, exactly. also, side note, Peloton is great because they deleted every QAnon hashtag that people were using on the platform. This is not
That's great, but I'm also just picturing a QAnon person doing spin.
They're chasing down the pedophiles. It's pretty funny. Although because like you can pick 6 different hashtags for your profile, and I had hashtag Epstein was murdered. I started it. It did get deleted. get it in that round of things, and I want to say that is not a Q hashtag. But whatever, it's fine.
We believe you, Brandy.
I'd like to clear it up with the Peloton community.
Thank you, Mr. Peloton.
I just want them to know what's up. But it's very silly. Like, they just did a bunch of, like, classes and costumes and shit like that. So it's very fun. Moving.
Yeah, I think try to maybe, in the way that you can in COVID, put yourself outside of your comfort zone a little bit in that way. Or in, yeah, doing a dance class or something. And I think you'll find some like excitement there and a way to get your mind off of the stuff.
Yeah. And like genuinely like exercising has like kept my fucking brain sane during all of this too. And yeah. like not even
negotiable.
Like I mean, it gets your dopamine levels up. It makes it easier to sleep because you like act physically burning stuff too. Like it just, you know.
And I've completely stopped working out and just let my brain go haywire. So
either way, you end up on Lady to Lady. So
yeah, exactly.
All right, let's play our last one.
All right.
Hi, ladies. I'm calling in with a lady problem. My name is Lauren. I live in Chicago. Gosh, where do I start? My parents and I are not really seeing eye to eye lately on much of anything politically, COVID, safety-wise, etc. And it's been very hard. I'm an only child, so a lot of this responsibility of being a good daughter and all that fun stuff has really impacted me a lot recently. There's been a lot of nasty things said, my parents saying some things that have really just kept repeating over and over in my head. It's a thing that I've been doing is kind of focusing on the negatives. And of course I'm in therapy and working on that, but gosh, my parents have this awful habit of telling me that they are going on vacation out of the country for no good reason other than for just a fucking vacation. And they have a habit of telling me right after I have a therapy appointment. So I'll like have therapy and then they'll drop this bomb on me like the next day. And then I'll go like a week, most recently 3 weeks without being able to like sort this out with a professional. I guess like the root of my issue is caring too much about what my parents think of me. Perfectionist only child. I mean, I feel like it's kind of normal, but if you ladies have any advice on how to do away with those negative parental voices in one's head, would love to hear it. I'm trying exercise, meditation, mantras, counting all the good things that I did in a day, any sort of positivity to like bring me out of that funk. But oh my gosh, it's hard to
hard to do sometimes. So any words of wisdom would be very much appreciated. Thanks, ladies.
Ugh. Man, I am so sorry. That's...
The rentals.
I'm very annoyed with your parents.
Me too.
I'm annoyed with a lot of people's parents.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
What is this deal with the vacation thing? Like, are they going on vacations all the time out of the country, or are they just like saying this to her?
It sounds like they're threatening. I feel like this is a very common like parent thing. Is where they love to kind of like poke the bear. I mean, I think parents reach a certain age where I don't know if it's retribution for the bullshit we put them through when we're teenagers, and then they think it's funny when they get older to fuck with us. I don't know what it is, but like some parents love to just kind of like nettle at you. Like they know what annoys you, so they. It kind of seems like that's what they're doing with the vacation thing, or maybe they. I mean, maybe they really are going on some vacations, but I think we're still limited in terms of like what countries will accept us to vacate.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. I think it's very like just waving the whole like, I don't believe it. You know, I'm going to take COVID like really laissez-faire, whatever.
I mean, yeah, it sounds like they're really putting you in like an emotional, it's kind of like emotional blackmail sort of in a weird way where it's like, my parents have done this to me before when I've discussed like political things with them. Where they were like, well, you care about more about that than your family. Or this thing where it's like, if you do this, then we're going to do this to you. You know, it's kind of like this shitty reaction where they manipulate you emotionally because of like what you're, you know, what you're saying. So fuck that. That's not cool of them to do.
Fuck that completely.
I mean, I think it sounds like you really have to start figuring out how to put out boundaries with them because unfortunately you are an only child, and I know that's got to be insanely difficult, but I'm not the same situation, but I definitely have a problem with what my parents think of me. I mean, you know, I've told them I'm bisexual, but barely. I think that it's kept me actually from dating more women is what my family will think of me. So it's something that I'm still struggling with myself as far as like what they think of me and what they're going to do or whatever. Yeah. So it's like that's a lifetime thing. It's like, that doesn't go away, I don't think. But I will say that going through therapy and realizing I couldn't like fix my family or be the only thing for my parents did really help a lot. But man, it's tough.
It's
and
so hard.
I think it's also like Dan Savage talks a lot about this with like the coming out process with people where it's like, you ultimately, as kids, like we ultimately have the power over our parents because they want to fucking talk to us, and like they're going to be petulant, shitty babies, and it fucking sucks sometimes to put up those boundaries. But ultimately, like they need to do kind of what we say if they want to fucking talk to us. Like we have the power and the upper hand, and it's hard to hold yourself to that sometimes. But like, I mean, my dad voted for Trump. We've argued a lot over the last 4 years about stuff, and in the last couple months I've barely spoken to him just because and to the point that he calls me now, which is hilarious because historically has like never fucking called me, but he called me last week and he's like, I'm gonna hear from you. And I was like, well, look, you don't hear from me because like I don't want to argue with you about this shit anymore. You know exactly how I feel. You're willfully obtuse. It's not fucking fun for me. And until you do some actual work on this shit, like you're just going to have to call me. And if I feel like picking up, that's when I'll fucking pick up. Cause I don't want to deal with your ignorant shit. Like work on it if you want this relationship.
Like almost like he needs to be made aware of the consequence. Like what? Yeah. They're not just spewing this shit out willy nilly and it's not affecting you. Like they need to be aware that, look, this isn't just you talking shit and it's rolling off my back.
Yeah.
This is affecting me.
Exactly. And it's hard and it sucks, but it's like, you know, I've told him, I'm like, look, this has like negatively affected our relationship probably forever in a certain way. I mean, you know, as you know, and it's very frustrating, but it's like, you know, the thing that's really frustrating is like, we agree on a lot of things, but it's like where the differences are, he just like refuses to even like listen. It's like they get this weird brain glitch in their brain that they're just like, well, you're a child. And it's like, I'm like a 36-year-old woman who like knows how to use the internet. So, but it's like, you as the kid have the leverage in those situations, and like it's shitty and it sucks, but like they call you after a therapy session, you do not need to pick up. You can call back whenever you want to call back. Like you do not need to answer the phone from them. And if on a phone call and they start in some shit, you can be like, you know what? I don't want to talk about this. And this is going to, you know, I'm going to go. Like you can always get off the phone and like, those moments hurt, but those moments are also you standing up for yourself, you know? And ultimately, you know, you need to come first, even above like your parents. And like, if they're doing shit that like hurts you, then they need to know they're hurting you. And then this is like a consequence, is they don't get you all the time. And you don't, none of us owe our families anything. They just had us, you know, you know, I mean, you can love them, but also that doesn't mean that they get to treat you like shit. Some people use that as like a weird excuse of like family's family. And it's like, what does that even mean? That doesn't mean that you get to like talk to me the way that you would never talk to one of your friends, you know, like my, it just like, it's important to remember that we have more like leverage and control over those relationships than, you know, the world wants us to think. We can't be like forever
it's so
thankful.
Hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you get it in your head though, as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, that like, you're like, what if something happens and then that, and then
I feel terrible.
You know, my parent dies.
Yeah.
And then that was the last thing we had. So I think that prevents people from doing, you know,
making
those hard stands. But like, reality is, in most of the time, they are, you know, you're going to be having your relationship with them for quite a while, and you're going to be okay this one time not answering the phone, or just letting that become the norm of you putting up these healthy boundaries for yourself instead of letting them control, you know, how you feel. And it sounds like, yeah, they've been saying nasty things, like they're making you feel shitty. Just they're being, you know, a bad family member, a bad, you know, not partner, but whatever, a bad friend. So I think you need to kind of just see that. And like, if somebody was treating you like this in any other relationship, what would you be doing? You know?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. This is something I do when I'm running, and I don't know if it would be like a helpful exercise not running, but like, I think I got this from a guided run that I did, but you like picture yourself running next to you and like yourself being the coach. And like, what would you say if you were a coach and you were watching you run? Like, because you don't, I think it's so much easier to build up other people. That, like, I don't know, I find it like a helpful kind of mental exercise, just like picture myself next to myself, like saying nice things about myself, which I know sounds weird, but
no, that makes a lot of sense. I like that.
I find that it can kind of like reverse some of the negative talk that I have, and it's like kind of easier for me to be positive in that way. So I don't know if that would be helpful.
Yeah, I like that a lot. It's just so hard to be nice to ourselves and to pump ourselves up. And when you're in this situation, kind of two against one, you really need to, you know, have your own back. So,
well, I think so much of also like being the good daughter is also like you become like the peacekeeper in the family that is like, ooh, I'm going to like just make sure everything is good and things are like non-confrontational. And, you know, you kind of become like the weird like keeper of like the morals and the emotions sometimes. Like that becomes part of like that weird role sometimes. And it's just like it's unfair, and it takes a long time, I think, to break away from it.
Yeah, I was watching the show Search Party season 2. Hopefully this isn't a huge spoiler, but one of the characters basically breaks up with her mom and is like, you're not supportive, you're not loving, I don't want to, you know, I'm not your kid anymore, this is over. And I'm sure I haven't seen the result, like the resolution of that yet, but it was really interesting to see, because I was like, you can do that. Like, I'm not saying, you know, I don't know how far this listener wants to go, but it was really fascinating to watch somebody just be like, this is toxic, and like, I'm not here for it anymore.
I think a lot of times in practice that's really, really not impossible, but close to impossible. If it is someone that you really care about, I think it's really
Of course it's very hard. I'm not saying she has to do that, but I do think that like there's things you can do to protect yourself, you know, that maybe aren't that extreme, but you can like, well, you know, get your kind of moat around you, if you will.
Yeah,
for sure. I think it's also really important to just like understand like, oh, this is the limit of what this person is capable of sometimes. And it's like, okay. And then like, oh, my parents are only capable of like, they don't have the maturity to be the parent that I need them to be right now. So what works for me? What won't work for me? And where are those lines? And it becomes harder and harder sometimes. I don't know if this is exactly your situation, and I haven't read it yet, but there is a really great book that's been recommended to me a couple of times called Narcissists and People Pleasers. And it's about like the way that relationship works together. And like, I don't know what your situation, but like parents that like do this kind of shit, it's like so fucking toxic, because they use your relationship as like ransom over them. So there might be something in that you might get out of it too.
But it's so hard when you have to like educate yourself about other people being shitty because you're like, I know. Fuck you. Like, I'm just trying to live my fucking life and now I have to like read books because you're an asshole.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
I mean, not to be a narcissist, but why can't everyone be as cool as us?
Yeah, what are the books? What books are people reading about me? That's what I want to know. Actually, I don't want to know that.
But yeah, like honestly, fucking, you know, take a month off your parents if you need to. Yeah. It's gonna be okay. They're still gonna be there, and just
That's right.
You treat yourself.
I think that what we've all kind of landed on is like it's okay to put your parents in time out.
Yeah. Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely.
They did it to you. You can do it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We have the power as kids, especially after this election. Like, just, and also, like I said, when you're on the phone with them, if they start saying some shitty stuff, be like, no, this conversation's over. I'll talk to you guys once you've calmed down a little bit. And then you get off the phone. Like, you fully can do that.
Or you do kind of like a talk boy home alone situation where you record yourself going, yeah. Oh,
yes.
Oh, fake news. Okay.
Yeah.
That would be such a good Spencer's gift thing. A like talk on the phone to your Trump parents keychain.
Soundboard.
Her emails. Yeah. Lock her up.
All right.
Yeah. Russia.
But yeah, good luck. I'm really sorry. And
yeah. And you know what? Take your time to strengthen the relationships with people that make you feel good too. Like, you know, like don't like other people will treat you with respect if you demand it from them. And
yeah,
you know,
lean on your chosen family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad you're in therapy and good luck and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. And that's our episode. So thank you guys so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. It was really great to hear from you all. And, you know, we'll see what the future holds.
See you on the other side, y'all. But yeah, please keep calling. This was really fun, and we like hearing your voices. So 661-523-2423.
I should probably look into getting us a cool phone number. I didn't really like do that, so maybe we'll get like a Lady 2L or something. I'll look into it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Oh. Awesome. Oh. Also, we should say. We're gonna do a Lady to Lady like holiday extravaganza on Zoom on when is it on December 6th.
Yeah.
Sunday, December 6th. So it's gonna be, you know, Christmas pageant style show. We're very excited for it. So please mark your calendars for that and we'll let you know when the tickets are up and all that jazz.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. So,
see you guys next week.
Oh, we're going to head over to Patreon for the top secret session. Ooh. Too. So if you want to hear some more bullshit, come over there.
See you Friday, patrons. And you guys, I hope everything's going good in America today. God bless.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, we got this, guys. We fucking got it. We got it.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.